The Eversaw raised its pistol and fired. A bolt shell glanced off Russick's mask, the detonation nearly shattering the heavy steel. Needles flew from the weapon's other barrel. She raised her phase sword and desperately deflected them.
Secondary threat identified.
Why are you here? This was my mission, my kill.
She had been tasked with this execution. Her professionalism dictated that her blade must be the one to claim the would-be saint's life. She had never failed a mission before.
My mission!
The Eversaw reached for her with his neuro-gauntlet, knife-like fingers curling.
My kill!
She could hear a flash of pain in his voice beneath the heavy slur of whatever combat drugs coursed through his system. His mind was addled, perhaps gone. The Eversaw were never the most reliable tools. Drugs defined them, made them an inconstant weapon that lacked precision and lacked discipline. They were kept sedated or frozen between missions and unleashed on enemy where terror was the goal. If Russick was a dagger slipping between ribs, an Eversaw was a bomb. Urien's body writhed between them, flesh dancing, somehow still alive. Spikes of bone split from the saint's flesh, bursting through meat. The spines lashed out, dripping some vile, pale fluid. The Eversaw cut through one and grabbed the edge of the saint's robe.
My kill. What are you?
Surprise rippled through her composure. Did he even know she was a fellow assassin?
You're still disguised, Razak. He thinks you're a guard. Show him who you really are.
Adamta was right. She was still wearing the body of the guard who had portrayed the Gorgon. She concentrated, and her form shifted, bones cracking and flesh remolding as her body reverted back to its natural feminine shape.
I am an agent of the Officio as well.
The Eversaw ignored her, staring down at the mutating body on the ground. Mouths opened along the curve of its spine and snapped at the Eversaw with jagged teeth. He snatched back his hand. The creature that had been Urien stumbled up onto stalked legs. A rippling face frowned from its torso, with a mouth filled with brown and rotten teeth.
Face the judgment of the righteous.
His voice, grotesquely, was the same. The mutant lashed out with claw-bladed appendages. The Eversaw raised his pistol and shot it through the mouth. It fell back to the ground and writhed in agony.
Enough! Die!
As he reached for the saint again, the Eversaw pointed his executioner pistol at Russick, quivering with unreleased anger. The weapon coughed and needles stitched at her, flying through the air in barely visible blurs. Russick flung herself to the ground, rolled, and threw a poison dagger. A small blade, thin and topped with a skull to match the Eversaw's own, tore the mutant's robe and pinned the Eversaw's hand to a marble pillar. Russick danced backwards, waiting for the poison to take effect. The Eversaw stared at the blade that impaled his hand, head cocked in curiosity. He pulled, first, almost gently, then with growing heaves of brute strength.
Soon, the poison will overwhelm you.
No! No, it will not! My kill!
The Eversaw tore the scrap of robe and the blade with a sharp crack from the marble.
What in the name of the Emperor's golden throne is going on down there, Razak?
She ignored Adanta and stabbed forward. The Eversaw parried, bashing her phase sword aside with his power blade and raising his pistol again. Needles stitched towards Razak, but she was already moving. She jinked to the side and threw herself behind a marble pillar. The Eversaw followed. He moved like lightning, but with none of Rassik's poetic grace.
My kill! My charges!